The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
We're talking about senior man, them in the gate.
Big senior man.
The plain land, they watching you. The plain land, they already see your move. Never came with a bite, but you live with a bite. There's something fishy about you. They'll watch you for years. They see how you flex. Give you a long rope.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday, the 6th of December. And you are on the clock with Erin Green. We got lots to talk about today. That solo made, I told you all yesterday, day before yesterday, the storytellers, the songwriters, they also maintain, preserve the narratives of our lives. You got to go check that out. The only platform I found it on was TikTok. But that's the latest release by Solo Made. And I'm sure he is going to release a companion to Madam Speaker, Madam Speaker by Johnny Cake. We have lots to talk about this morning, producer. Thank you for starting us with that Junkanoo music. Producer, I have to apologize to the entire Junkanoo community because my mother is a Saxons. And her wish is that when she is dead and buried, that it is the Saxons that rush her body to the grave site. She say, if that can't happen, cheapest I prepare myself because she pulling me into the grave with her too. I wanted to say that because I don't want Junkanoos to ever discount the relationship that non-practice have with Junkanoo. To remember that these conversations that you have are not isolated, right? Like to just the Junkanoos and the Junkanoo community, that the things that you do impact a far broader group of people, and you have great impact on them. I just want to make that point. Before we start the show, I want to read into the record the passing of a dear family friend, Mrs. Winsome Marie Searsing, a resident of number 15 Johnson Road, Nassau, Bahamas, and formerly of Tropical Gardens, Cayman Islands, died at Doctor's Hospital this week following a long illness. Winsome Searsing was predeceased by her husband, Alfred Alston Searsing, son Donovan Leopold Searsing, brothers Bruce, Lorraine, Noel, and Beresford Rochester. Winsome is survived by her sister Joyce Elaine, Marilyn A. Marie, Robert Eaton, and Dwight Searsing. Numerous grands, great grands, and great great grandchildren, nieces, nephews, and friends she has left behind also. Funeral arrangements will be announced at a later date. I want to read this into the record because many of us have benefited from the impact that Winsome Searsing had on the Bahamas. many of us who have moved through COB and UB would have interacted with Mrs. Sersing's daughter, Marie Sersing, who is a special person in the COB / UB community, right? Has always provided a space, a safe space and a listening ear for young people and her colleagues as well. Her many children have done many great things. And Winsome Sersing has done many great things. But perhaps the greatest thing that she has done is brought children into the world who always make a safe space for others. Mrs. Winsome Sersing will be truly missed, not just in the Bahamas, not just in Cayman Islands, but also in Jamaica as well. And we send condolences to the family. All right, a little housekeeping. I'll tell y'all what we'll be talking about today. Of course, I'm going to tell y'all what's on the calendar for the Global 16 Days Campaign, Activism Against Gender-Based Violence. Some housekeeping. It's Friday, there's sports news, but there's also at least one story in the newspaper that I think we're going to talk about today. Statement from the OPM on the Trump Administration Transition Team proposal. So let's get the show started. We are in the middle of the Global 16 Days campaign. It runs from the 25th of November to the 10th of December. The campaign works or is about activism against gender-based violence. For the full schedule of events, you can go to tiny, that's tiny.cc/16days24. Saturday, tomorrow, at Ponciana Paper Press, there is an event, Making Our Rage Visible, with Sonia Farmer and Margot Bethel. It is like a printing event, so people will be making things at this workshop. On Sunday at the National Art Gallery, there's the Day of Art and Relaxation from 11 to 5 p.m. On Monday, the event is Writing Our Rage, a workshop with Stacey Ann Chin, famous Jamaican poet and performance artist and activist. That is Monday, December 9th, 6 to 8 p.m. at Ponciana Paper Press. And on Monday daytime, if all things go well, Stacey Ann Chin and Equality Bahamas will be guests on our show on Monday. And then on Tuesday, there is another workshop, Let's Make a Rage Book with Sonia Farmer, Tuesday, December 10th, 6 to 8 p.m. at Ponciana Paper Press. Yesterday was Suicide Awareness Day, and Equality Bahamas hosted a wonderful conversation with Taitu Heron, a Jamaican development specialist working out of Barbados, who delivered a presentation based on research that she's been conducting about femicide in the Caribbean. I'm hoping to have Ms. Heron on as a guest in the coming week. Just a couple more notes. So Pike has been through my neighborhood. 2 days now, not 2 days in a row, but 2 days Pike has been in my neighborhood. I've been impacted, extended power outages for maintenance. The impact on me was really that there was no real proper notice, right? So I couldn't plan in advance to accommodate what I needed to do in the day without electricity, right? But let me tell you something. I almost forgot about I almost forgot about Alstom. I almost forgot about the 2018 fire. I almost forgot about the boy them calling themselves Legion of Doom. I almost forget about all of that. You know why? Pike have cones. They have all the cones. They have an endless supply of cones. And you know what else Pike have? Traffic management teams. Pike have real traffic management teams. And I say teams like a plural because it's not just one boy in the middle with one sign. It's two boy on either side of the obstruction. I almost forget about all the foolishness he's doing. But I have to hold firm. I have to hold firm and not allow small advances to make me forget about the root of the problem. Anyway, I want to say good morning to all the Pike staff, because guess what? When you drive by slowly, because that's what you're supposed to, you say good day, they say, good day, ma'am. How you do? Look here, I almost forget about everything. But I tell you what I haven't forgotten about, and we're going to keep moving right now. Yesterday, I was on East Street approaching Bay Street. You could go straight or you could turn right. Yesterday, I was on East Street behind a rental Jeep full of tourists. And I had to watch them turn right on red. When I say I had to watch them, what else I was going to do? What else was I going to do? Was I going to put it in reverse and go to Central Police Station and say, hey, the people breaking the traffic controls right in front of you? I mean, I've done that before. Don't wait. Then on my way in here to work today, you ever been like on a road and you getting ready to run the stop sign like you normally do, but then all of a sudden, like a bat out of hell, a police car with emergency sirens on just slide right past you straight into the intersection, a blind intersection. You ever been in that position? Me neither, but that's what I watched happen today on Market Street. Also, on my way to work, I encountered a vehicle driving the wrong way down at Meadow Street. Driving the wrong way down Meadow Street. For what? I don't know. I have no idea. I'd be honest, I didn't stick around to find out either. Here's a text. Aaron, you mean our new electricity company don't just stop the bucket truck in the road and start working, forcing the traffic to direct itself like the old company? Wow. I'm telling you, Texter, I almost forgot about the 2018 fire but somebody leaked the report, so now we ain't going to talk about the report anymore. I almost forget them things. Here's another text. Great show as usual. Did they ask the new commissioner the important question before hiring? Like, is she a Saxons or a Valley? Boil fish or stew fish? See, Texter, you know the game show we used to play here? How Bahamian are you? Game show? I would have included that. I would have included that in the interview process. Boil fish or stew fish? Johnny cake or Johnny bread? Tropical salad or old fashioned? Aaron, has the government released the information on exactly what Pike is doing here? And what is the contract for Pike? I have not seen any articles indicating that the contract with Pike, right, with the contract with Pike being published, or with the details of the arrangements and relationships between the various new entities that have arisen in this policy called a new era of energy reform. Hey, Aaron, they have a manhunt for two pilots who landed all that drugs in Acklands. Now, dear Texter, I don't want you to be casting aspersions on people. It couldn't have been a drone. What if it's a drone? So the text is referencing a breaking news story. Apparently, ZNS has reported that there was a plane crash in or near or about Spring Point, Acklands, and a undisclosed or undetermined quantity of what is suspected to be contraband was found. A couple of days ago, I asked, are we sure we don't have a drone program that surveils the entire Commonwealth of the Bahamas, terrestrial and marine, for the purposes of providing evidence or, right, like data for those who are responsible for various elements in the country, like interdicting the illegal movement across Bahamian waters, undocumented movement across Bahamian waters, and any illegal activity that may be taking place there. We're going to get to some of that right now. So, yeah, I was stunned. I saw a car approaching me. They were trying to be careful, you know. Like, this is the thing. Like, you could see that they were being cautious while they conduct, I guess, in the midst of a flagrant traffic violation. And it led me to think, I have a prayer, but I don't want you all to think that I'm being irreverent, right? But the prayer is, you know, dear Lord, the people who think that a D average is satisfactory, they lean in upon their own understanding again. And we need your help. Here's a text. It says, we have KH-11 spy satellites above the Bahamas, Keyhole 11. A texter, I presumed, right, that a part of the negotiations and agreements with large multinational companies like SpaceX, like the people them who are landing rockets just east of the Exuma waters, right? Like, I would have thought that when we also aim to be able to benefit from the technological capacity and directly from like the infrastructure that these large companies have. Like, how is it that the astronaut every other day, however, like, I don't know what the rotation is up in the sky, right? He talks about the Bahamas. He posts about the Bahamas, what he literally sees. We haven't developed these strategic relationships and partnerships yet. I am a bit stunned. I see y'all want to talk about what's in the news. Well, we're going to get to it. Let me read some sports stats and we're going to get to what's in the news. I'm going to read this text right now. Aaron, it looks like we are back in the 1980s with all these drug busts and drug transshipment issues. One thing I'm waiting on is the Saturday morning cartoons from the 1980s, like He-Man, Thundercats, G.I. Joe, Transformers. You get the idea. Dexter, you say it looks like we are back in the 1980s. Did we ever leave the 80s? Did we complete a series of processes that would lead a prime minister or a governor general to be able to declare, right, that the drug industry has been eradicated, right, from the Bahamas? That we have completely, right, that we can say that the war on drugs is over and we won it. All right, text, I can get to your text in a moment. It's a great text, I'm gonna get to it. Now that housekeeping is done, we haven't talked sports in a hot minute, so let me read just the headlines and then we're gonna get going to the news. Best of the best, also in today's Tribune in the sports section. There's a story about best of the best. The regatta is underway in Montague Bay all weekend. So if you do not have to be in the immediate like Montague area, I would avoid it because there will be traffic delays. There are going to be tons of people out at the best of the best this year. It's the 7th edition. December 5th through 8th, Class A, Class B, Class C, and E boats will be running. Class A features 9 boats. Class B has 8 boats. Class C includes 36 sloops, and E Class has 32. It is going to be great. Producer, I have somebody here who say, play White Christmas Junkanoo version. Okay, follow-up story. Sailors ready for Optimus World Championships. A trio of Bahamian sailors are ready to compete at the 2024 Optimus World Championships slated for December 5th through 15th in Argentina. Who we sent in? Lorenzo Larimore, Callum Pritchard. They are both from the Eleuthera Sailing Club. And reigning Optimus National Champion, Finley McKinney-Lambert will be joining them. The 2024 Optimus World Championships features sailors from 57 countries, including the Bahamas, Bermuda, Canada, the U.S., and U.S. Virgin Islands. The Bahamas is racing is scheduled to begin for us on December 7th. That's tomorrow. Competition wraps up on the 15th. Another quick headline, Lake Cunningham Head Race breaks new ground for Bahamian rowing. On Saturday, Lake Cunningham hosted its head race, a 3-kilometer regatta organized by Rowing Bahamas. The event saw 58 rowers, including two competitors from Passaic River Rowing Association in New Jersey. Local teams, Nassau Rowing Club, Windsor Rowing Club, and King's College Rowing Club. Here is something awesome. The Opportunities and Access Rowing Squad, an outreach program for government school students, participated in this event through a partnership with the Lyford Key Foundation's Focus Program. And Matteo Rossetti, headmaster of King's College School, praised the event. Dorian Roach, vice president of Bahamas Olympic Committee, was impressed by the turnout. On to Jamaica for Charifta Gymnastics. The event, the championships concluded on December 1st in Jamaica. Team Bahamas showcased their talent and perseverance, finishing third in the overall medal count. They secured a total of 22 medals, 4 gold, 7 silver, and 11 bronze. Third place, they came behind Jamaica with 118 medals and Trinidad and Tobago with 161 medals. Our team, Bahamas, also got 3 team banners, 2 silver banners, and 1 bronze, placing third after, we placed third after Trinidad and Tobago. The Young Bahamian Women put the Bahamas on the map, and we are all proud of them. Producer, let's go to the phone line. One more story, sports story to read. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. How are you, my dear? I'm talking about these gymnastic people and whatnot. One of them is a very good friend of mine, little girl, Jade Knowles, his little daughter. You know Jade.
Jade's
daughter is now flipping and spinning and tumbling and, yeah, doing all kind of things. Ended up with 1 or 2 medals and all, from what I saw on her social media.
This is awesome. This is awesome. I didn't know, but I'm glad I read the story. The little girls, them, did it bad. This is the first, I think this is the inaugural championship for the Bahamas, right? The first time participating.
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Sawyer, let's get right into NFL news, dead quick.
Well, you missed the game last night.
I didn't watch it, but I didn't miss it because I was watching the ticker. Right, and so every time I go back to the ticker and the score change, you're going into overtime? What's happening here?
Yeah, almost did. But one thing about that Detroit coach, he got a fair on him. He went for it, 4th and 1, 43 seconds left in the game. Decided he can go for it, and said he kicked the field goal. He didn't want to leave the Packers with no time on the clock.
Yeah.
He lived by the sword and died by the sword, and that's fine. Don Gamble is one hell of a coach.
I mean, the Packers...
He can say that now that he's won, you know?
The Packers are looking impressive, even though they lost last night. They got a 9-4 record.
Yeah. They can make the playoffs. They beat us a couple of weeks ago. That was their Super Bowl. That's fine.
I think the Lions are the team to beat. If you can't beat the Lions this season, then it don't make sense you go to the playoffs. Give the spot to somebody else.
Well, the Lions are on an 11-game winning streak. You know, they riding a real high. They have the best record in the league currently.
So tell me how are they? Well, right, because the Chiefs haven't played yet. The Lions game, both the Lions and the Chiefs were 11-1 going into week 13.
Correct.
Ah, boy.
They currently have the best record in the league, and there's no reason to believe. I mean, although their defense is severely injured, they had 15 players on the injured list last night. They still found a way to win. I guess they do have a high powered offense, and you have to show at least 30 to beat them. So, all other teams in the NFC have to score at least 31.
Yeah, to try and win a game.
Mm-hmm.
So look here, I don't want you to feel like I being like rude or anything, but look at them Dolphins and them 49ers.
Game on the 22nd. We played them in Miami on the 22nd. They are talent deprived because their game is predicated on speed. And so long as you stop Jalen Waddle and you stop the cheetah from saying he's going to run out and mm-hmm. blow past you, then Tua has nowhere to throw the ball. So okay. the whole team is predicated just on sleep.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a good play caller, but not enough players. Because their play caller was once our play caller, their head coach.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and our team, the most feared and ever hated San Francisco 49ers, we're injured. So all teams are beating us right now. You've been an injured team. So I don't understand what the calling and the texting and the trash talking to me is about. Because he didn't beat my team healthy.
Yeah.
So I don't understand.
So look here. Are the Dolphins...
They just mad we made the playoffs in the NFC last year. We beat.
Oh,
every single team that made the playoffs last year, we beat. Every single team.
So listen, has the Miami Dolphins rewritten their playbook to suit Tua, but it's not quite working? Or have they not been able to figure out what plays are best for a Tua-led offense?
A Tua-led offense is, and I can tell you right now what it should be. We should be running naked bootlegs, screen plays, everything to get the ball out of his hand. He has bad hips. He doesn't have good range of motion. Yes, he's accurate because he throws the ball 5 yards in the front and 15 feet right there from me to you. Boom, boom. No problem. So I don't understand why you want him to sit there in the pocket, become a pocket passer. He can't see because he's short. I don't understand. Y'all ain't giving him good line protection on time. You know, just a bunch of little flail out patterns to the running back. What do you name? Achan.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you're doing. I don't know how you expect to throw the ball 1 yard ahead on a horizontal pass play and expect the running back, who now has 4 or 5 fellas in the front and ready to tackle him, to peel off 10 yards.
Yeah.
Like that play. That's
so look here. I got
that's starting football, though.
What's the best, outside of the Lions and Packers, maybe that's the best game of this week. What's the best game of this week for you? You think it'll be the most exciting? Steelers versus Browns?
Well, that's a division game, and the Browns are 3-9, but they are a different 3-9 than anybody would assume. They play hard. They play right to the end.
Mm-hmm.
No, the Rams are playing the Chiefs.
No, Chiefs are playing the Chargers.
No, the Chiefs playing the Chargers is going to be the best game of the week.
Yeah, but it's a big one for
that's
the Chiefs.
Another division,
yeah,
but that's Harbaugh and his team, his squad, versus the Chiefs. And the Chargers need the game more than the Chiefs, obviously.
Absolutely. So, 49ers versus Bears. Y'all got to pull it out. Just like the Chiefs. The Chiefs can't let the Chargers beat them and knock them a peg down below the Lions. They may not recover ever. But I think that you say the Rams versus Bills game can be good as well.
That's going to be a good game. That's what we're playing, yeah.
Yeah, Bills at 10-2. So listen, let's transition to MNBA. Cup 2024 quarterfinals in the West. We have the Thunder versus the Mavericks and that is Tuesday the 10th. And then on the Wednesday, Rockets versus Warriors. And in the East, we got Bucks versus Magic on the Tuesday the 10th and Knicks versus Hawks on Wednesday 11th. In the...
So you do realize there's going to be a new Emirates NBA Cup champion this year.
Listen, I just realizing
the Lakers were knocked out.
I'm just realizing that it's the Emirates Cup championship, right?
Mm-hmm.
I remember Dr. Jani Johnson when he was here to talk about World Relays. He said, "Look here, I think it's the Saudis have put like $1 trillion on the table just for sports." Global engagement, local growth, $1 trillion. And you see it all over the place. I hope that this provides an avenue for the WNBA to access extra funding for their players.
Oh, trust me. They need it more than any other league right now.
Yeah.
Even the Women's Soccer League doing better than them.
In terms of viewership and pay?
In terms of viewership and pay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Those soccer players don't even have to have a second job.
Yeah, man.
Look, WNBA players do.
The last time I read that on the show was about two, three weeks ago. And look here, it has flipped. Warriors are now in sixth place. They were, you know, nestled right up at the top of the Western
mm-hmm.
Conference.
Mm-hmm.
Mavericks jumped above them. They're in third place. That's our guy, Klay Thompson. Clippers in seventh place. Kai Jones played in the Championship Cup, but he only played 6 minutes and he didn't score anything. Trailblazers, Aiton, they in 13, and 76ers, that's Eric Gordon, they in 14th spot in the Eastern Conference. So we have Klay Thompson's playing in the West. Buddy is playing in the West with the Warriors. And that's us. I think...
Yeah, really, but it's really, but the league is just shaking out for what it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there's a few, you know, injuries going on in the league. Teams are trying to find themselves. They were 23 games in.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just getting their wind about them, you know. Don't mind the sixth place Warriors for the time being. You know, Steph was out for a few games.
Yeah.
Steph was out, was like 5 or 6 games.
So watch this. I imagine that Buddy was brought to the team not just to support Curry and not to necessarily replace Curry. So when we rest Curry, we expect the exact same performance from you, right? But is that going to always be over Buddy's head, right? Like, obviously, he's got a great placement. This is where he should have been his whole career. And everybody's talking about it. Arenas. I like to call him Gilbert Arenas.
Arenas.
Yeah, I know. I call him what I... Even his son didn't know he was in the NBA until somebody was wearing his dad's jersey at school, right? They all... A lot of pressure for Buddy. And does it put him in a tight position? Like he's being judged by criteria he can't control?
No. No, because they don't expect Klay Thompson from Buddy Hield. He was just to be a suitable replacement, not necessarily
the same thing.
Better or better than. He was just supposed to be exactly what he's doing right now. Just support. Just do what you do. Shoot the ball freely. Steve Kerr has given him the green light. And that's all he needed to hear.
Mm-hmm.
As evidenced by his play thus far this season.
Sawyer, we're in week 14. Only a few more games till playoffs start. The wild card and playoff considerations, they're already jamming up the sports shows. Is it too early for us to say who's going to win?
Yeah.
Far too early.
Because you could have a devastating injury to Holmes, devastating injury to Jared Goff, devastating injury to Jordan Love. These are the teams that are, you know, devastating injury to Josh Allen, and they just annihilated us on Sunday night. All it is one player, one or two key players on a team go down now.
Change the
no
whole.
No matter what the record, you know you're destined for failure when the playoffs come around. Like you're going to win. And the Steelers look really good right now. Mm-hmm. Russell Wilson is cooking. You know, like so, and they've beaten the Ravens, and I believe they can beat the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. You have a very complete team there. And the Ravens, although they are strong and they're talented and they're led by Lamar Jackson and Mr. Henry, they're still 8-5. Like, they lost 5 times. That's so strange. I know I saw one of the losses, only because the fella foot was a little bit too big this first game of the season when they played the Chiefs.
All right, you know, so yeah.
I mean, the Chiefs have been eking out victories at the last second. And, you know, so that 11-1 record isn't quite saying that they're as dominant in their wins
as some other teams.
So, no, not only any team really is bookmarked for the Super Bowl in New Orleans yet, no.
All right. Sawyer, we got to go to the break. I think this can be the end of the sports segment. I got some a lot of other news to talk about, but you coming next week?
I am. Because I have to let the Damon people understand. Listen. You guys are jealous of what the 49ers did last year, and you're still mad as to how I spoke to you guys.
Look here, I trying to.
You guys are sardines and cowgirls. Please remind all cowgirl fans for me, Aaron, that whenever they see the 49ers on their schedule, can we just agree that it's going to be a loss for you all?
Listen,
we can beat you all anywhere.
Sawyer, I trying to get us a gig to commentate the foot race between at the Boxing Day Junkanoo Parade. I'm sorry, we got to go to a break. When we get back...
Oh, Lord. Yeah, the Valley's coming down, baby. Wow.
The Valley's! Anyway, thank you so much, Mr. Sawyer. It was great hearing your voice, having you on the show. And I'll see you next week.
All right,
we're going to a break. When we get back from the break, we're going to talk headlines. What's in the news? Government says no to deportees.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
One in every four Bahamians face some level of food insecurity. AML Foods remains committed to helping. And this year, through our Feed 5000 program, we'll donate $30,000 to provide holiday meals to families in need. But we need your help. From November 4th to December 18th, show your support and donate at the register at Solomon's, Costrite, Fresh Market, Exuma Markets, or Domino's Pizza in Nassau, Grand Bahama, or Exuma. Together, let's put an end to hunger.
Get ready for the second annual Candy Cane Carnival, brought to you by Nassau Cruise Port, December the 7th, from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. This free holiday event is perfect for the entire family. Enjoy sweet treats, fun games, and amazing performances by the All-Star Band, Royal Bahamas Police Force, Rhythm and Youth, St. John's College Choir, Blotty and the Scotch Conk Band, and more. This Saturday, meet us at the Candy Cane Carnival at...
Then they say, Lampkin, the customers love the red suit. You think you can heist them for something a little more? We need to see more socks. But before you go, look at, I got some specials going on for the sale. I got two set of 12 by 12 and four set of 18 by 18 tile. Now, the 12 by 12 Al Blanco is just that, Al Blanco. That and the peach and gray Alcala going for $215 a square foot. Now, I got three 18 by 18 flagstone style and a high gloss gray and beige tile for $203 a square foot. But what you doing, Lampkin?
I'm looking for one pin. Sale ends December 21st.
This holiday season, the Cookie Caterer is bringing Christmas to life with every bite. Indulge in our festive flavors. Eggnog snickerdoodle, winter ginger, Christmas sugar, and the irresistible eggnog cream cheese stuffed ginger. Need the perfect gift? Our Christmas gift boxes come in three sizes, starting at only $10. Visit us at our Carmichael Road or Prince Charles locations, or order online at cookiecaterer.com. We deliver everywhere in New Providence and to the Family Islands. Sweeten your holidays, Cookie Caterer.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96 Smart Talk all day.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. We are going to get into some headlines in a moment. Producer, there's a text here for you. Say, play White Christmas in Junkanoo, please. I want to see something. Another text here says, good morning, Erin, and guess y'all forgot Kai Jones with LA Clippers. No, man, I didn't forget Kai Jones and the LA Clippers at all. Kai and DeAndre clashed on Wednesday night in the Clippers versus Trailblazers game in the NBA Cup group stage matchup. I mentioned he played 6 minutes, but he didn't score any points. We don't ever forget our cousin Kai. All right. Another sports text. The 49ers completely sucked after Joe Montana and Steve Young. Come back, bring back Montana. All right, today's headline, government says no to deportees. I'm going to read straight from it, and then I'm going to read a couple of articles to, I guess, I think may help us make sense of what is being said. The government has rejected a request from the Trump administration's transition team for the Bahamas to accept migrants from other countries who are to be deported from the United States, the Office of the Prime Minister said yesterday. During a press conference that was issued, OPM Director of Communications Latrey Ramming said, the Bahamas' position on migration has been consistent through multiple administrations and stressed that the Bahamas values the U.S. as a partner. He said the government looks forward to working with the incoming Trump administration. OPM's statement was issued after NBC News reported that the Bahamas was on a list being prepared by the transition team for U.S. President-elect Donald Trump of countries where migrants who are not accepted by their home countries would be deported to. NBC News said, according to its sources, the Bahamas was on the list along with the Turks and Caicos, Panama, and Grenada. OPM confirmed the proposal was put to the Davis administration. Stick a pin. So I want to bring some context to it. Trump's administration's transition team for the Bahamas, right? So Trump's administration transition team, the broader team, seems to have teams for specific countries. And there's a request for the Bahamas to accept migrants from other countries who are to be deported from the United States of America. So I want to make this point. In 2022, the Bahamas government went to a meeting in, I think, California, in June. The meeting, the outcome of the meeting was a document called the Los Angeles Declaration on Migration and Protection. I have before me, I should have before me, an actual copy of the Los Angeles Declaration on Migration and Protection. Now, back in 2022, when I referenced this declaration, at the time, the language being used by American media was the lily pad plan. And I likened it to, suggested it was a plan attempting to be employed or deployed in the Caribbean. So when Davis, the Prime Minister, returned from this meeting, Summit of Americas 2022, he categorically, he emphasized that the Bahamas did not sign onto this declaration. And I will read from the declaration. We, the heads of state and government of the Argentine Republic, Barbados, the Federative Republic of Brazil, Canada, the Republic of Chile, the Republic of Colombia, the Republic of Costa Rica, the Republic of Ecuador, the Republic of El Salvador, the Republic of Guatemala, Cooperative Republic of Guyana, the Republic of Haiti, the Republic of Honduras, Jamaica, the United Mexican States, the Republic of Panama, the Republic of Paraguay, the Republic of Peru, and the United States of America, and the Oriental Republic of Uruguay, gathered in Los Angeles on the margins of the Ninth Summit of the Americas to reiterate our will to strengthen national, regional, and hemispheric efforts to create the conditions for safe, orderly, humane, and regular migration, and to strengthen frameworks for international protection and cooperation. Right? So I think the first point to make is it appears as if the Trump administration is approaching countries and heads of state who did not sign on the declaration, Los Angeles Declaration on Migration and Protection. Very interesting document. I think the conversation is also interesting because it appears to be, like I say, again, we are talking about a request by a Trump administration team, right? But it appears as if Trump is attempting to re-engage the Bahamas in this process and encourage them, if not to sign onto the declaration formally, to, without formally signing on, be prepared to do the very same thing. So if you're interested in this discussion, even though the language has not been used in this article, you can search the Los Angeles Declaration on Migration and Protection. You can search Summit of the Americas 2022. You can search Lily Pad Plan. It's a very important discussion because, first, the Prime Minister indicated in his statement that the Bahamas values the U.S. as a partner. But we have to acknowledge that we cannot, that we cannot absorb the numbers of migrants that are moving through the region and being interdicted. Now, it's not to say that it's impossible, but at this moment, we don't have the capacity. We may have the resources, you know. Being able to introduce these people into a labor force may be of benefit to all Bahamians, you know. But right now, we're going through an administrative crisis. And I don't think we have the capacity, no matter how kind-hearted we want to be in law and policy, I don't think we have the capacity to manage a program that would see migrants detained on the water or in the U.S. returned to the Bahamas. Even if the Bahamas was their last port of embarkation. All right, producers, that's not a new call, eh? Is that Sawyer's old dead call? New call? Okay, good stuff. I drop it. There you go. Numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5726. All right, so I'm going to go back to the text line. Great show as usual. We can't get nothing right because of our grade E average. The drug dealers can't even make a successful run. This is also a very sort of sensitive conversation to have on the airwaves, but perhaps we need, right, like to be startled into thinking more broadly about what it is we're facing. And can you imagine that the drug industry, which some people can argue that what the developed world calls a drug, like a war on drugs, is actually underdeveloped countries using narcotics as a currency, having been marginalized from major global, I apologize, caller, that's my bad, from major global economic platforms, processes, and policies. Cocaine became currency for countries that were also being attacked in an economic and policy development war. Right? But this conversation is also important for the broader conversation we're having about corruption. You are not going to be able to devise effective solutions if you try to convince us and yourself that the period, that like the corruption only took place in this little period of time, this little window. All right. Good morning, Aaron. Please find out if anyone else heard the sonic boom from a rocket. I heard a huge explosion that shook my house. Someone said it was a rocket. Do you know anything about this? What time was it, Texas? You need to give me a time so we could frame it up, because I could be honest with you. I think I heard something last night that may have been a sonic boom in the distance, right? I think I heard something. What time did that happen, Texas? Here's another text. Good day. The only thing Bahamians like the PM for right now is him saying no to Trump's team. Here's another question. How do people who supported Trump's campaign, how do you now reconcile with what appears to be Trump picking up a Biden administration program on migration? How do you feel about that? Another text. Based on the documented and videotaped conversations between Bahamian police officers and drug operatives, is it at all previous police supervision, a crash of a drug plane and subsequent seizure of contraband was actually a successful delivery to a company? But Texter, you have a gone into somebody's business and maybe pointed out that like they are like breaking. Let's go to the phone line, producer. Like you're breaking a rule, and the people say, "Don't tell me how to run my business." Good morning, caller.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, ma'am?
I'm fine, thank you. I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
This may be political. I'm not listening, but I just turned to tune in.
Yes, yes.
By calling?
Yes, ma'am.
Permit me?
Sure.
Okay. I want to know, I'm trying to learn the F&M pedagogy in educational trends and services in the country. And I want to know, they say F&Ms don't give second opportunities. But they say, but the PLP always give opportunities for them to do over and over and over again, even if it's criminal leadership.
Ma'am, I want you to repeat. Listen, F&M, call it again, F&M pedagogy.
The F&M pedagogy in educational trending states that they don't give you a second opportunities to make a mistake or to form negative relations. Once you get it wrong, they mark you out. And I want to know if that's true.
Listen.
The PLP gives opportunities and opportunities to those, even if they do wrong.
Yeah, but Kirk Franklin must be their band leader. When you fall down, we'll pick you up and let you fall again.
But do you think that as Bahamians, when it comes to the business state of financial service and Bahamian representation, that after you fall down, you get back up, they should be given a second opportunity? Is that our Bahamian way of life?
Well, listen, I like how you say that, because it's like, that's like an African a way of life, like there is forgiveness, right, by the community.
Right.
However, it's not just blanket forgiveness. You actually have to do things, right, like to get back into good standing with the community. Ma'am,
I agree.
It's
a legal earnest right, and do not be overburdened by what has been, but what can be.
Right.
I think F&M, Hubert Ingram said that Mr. Anthony Musgrove, who is senator,
mm-hmm.
Is a young, promising leader.
Uh-huh.
And because I know that we need young leaders, especially quality men, as head leadership within the sector,
women uh-huh.
too, don't get me wrong, but I'm for equality,
mm-hmm.
I want to be able to know, how can we get him in a discussion?
I tell you what to do when we end the conversation. I don't want to end, we at the end.
Okay.
Producer, I want you to take this caller's number. Give the producer your number and I'll reach out to you.
Thank you so much.
What
and
you?
Today's my birthday.
Well, listen, happy birthday. What's your last name is? What's your first or last name?
My first name is Marcia Gray. Last name Gray.
Okay.
I'm from the College of the Bahamas.
Okay.
And I'm enjoying the debate with the House of Assembly and the history of passage of time, which is the USA Vice President Kamala Harris situation.
Okay. Wow.
DCM NR Debbie L. Ferguson degree.
Yeah.
History and philosophy.
Okay.
The belief system is quality education, which is all value of legal services and representation in the country holistically.
Okay. Listen.
You need your socialization skills.
Listen, what I loved about what you said, I got to close it up to go, right?
Okay.
See, in a culture where the politicians tell you, we don't need to prosecute anybody, the people will have their right. If the people, if that is our recourse, if that is the strategy, then if the people vote them out, why are you going to bring them back in? You can't have it both ways, right? If you're not going to prosecute them, bring them before the courts or investigate them, and you say to us, well, you'll get your say on voting day.
Right.
You'll decide whether they could go back in. If we tell them no and we run them and we don't vote for them, what you doing bringing them back?
That's why we have to get to the media. You have the power. You are the voice. So when we call, you stir the emotions and the minds of the people to be educated in their decision-making and to recognize that on an international labor organization stage, we are displaying what all Bahamian culture is all about.
Now, ma'am, look here. I got to run you off my phone because you're making me think you was a COI. You talking sense, though.
Quality.
Ma'am, you talking sense, but I have to go.
Okay.
I think you're a COI. I got to go.
Okay, thank you so much for the time.
Absolutely. Have a great day. And
you too.
Leave your number with the producer.
046.
Okay.
Chances.
Okay, ma'am. Oh, boy. Listen, we all out of time. What interesting points raised. And I hope you all realize I acknowledge that that may have been a politician having a discussion, right, about politics. But what interesting points raised. Thank you, producer. Play that music. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next. That person may be a COI. Look how much sense they was making. You guys have a great day.
white Christmas, you're just like the one that I used to know. Honey, where the treetops glisten, little bitty children, they'll try to listen to hear for the sleigh bells that are ringing in the snow. I wanna tell you one more time what I'm thinking about. I dreaming of a white Christmas, yeah.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.